So that leads us to our two questions. Next week you're going to get the three Roman trials, and to know that you'll find it challenging. First question is, could you speak to the levels of rewards in heaven in view of the disciples? You guys are dreaming these up back there. In view of the disciples' question, who would be the greatest? I was so embarrassed about reading about it. They're arguing who's going to be the greatest, that, you know, Jesus is looking at the cross and the agony that sets before him, and they're arguing who's going to be the greatest. I mean, come on. But I don't know who's the greatest, other than the Lord will be the ruler. But there are rewards. There are rewards of crowns. Remember when we studied the minas? If you had invested your minas, then you would rule over so many cities. One thing I look forward to getting to heaven is to hear everybody's testimony. How did you come to Christ? You know, what is your story? And then there's those people like our friend Esther, whose mother left... tracks everywhere she went, and it'll be interesting to see how many may have read them and came to faith. You know, we just don't know, and everybody will have such a wonderful story. There's other verses. You can take it out of Revelation. There's a white stone. You know, every one of us are going to have a different name, that no two of us will have the same name. That must have taken a long time for the Lord to come up with that name. But so I don't know, but I just know that being in his presence will be so phenomenal, because you're going to be in the presence of love, and you're going to suddenly realize what the Lord has done for you, and you know what his blood has covered. It'll be absolutely stunning. I long for heaven. It's no more sin. I think that's the best part. Now, what is the term of the high priest? I think what they're asking here, how long could he serve? It was lifetime appointed, but Rome saw it only as the one that they appointed, which was Caiaphas at this time. Annas, of course, was the power behind the scenes. I don't know what this one says. Okay, when Peter denied Christ three times and Christ turned and looked at him, how close were they? I think this is when they're taking Jesus through the courtyard to the Sanhedrin. And so they just kind of, their glances cross each other. I don't think they were that far away, because you couldn't build a fire for everybody to sit around if it were close to the buildings. They would have it out in the courtyard. And as he did it for the third time, and the rooster crowed, oh my. And to look up and see the Lord's eyes, can you imagine? That was very, very painful, I'm sure.